everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and other research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do you reckon would have happened in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 4?
So they cancel Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Sad. Spider-Man got canceled.
Actions has 2000 consequences.
Development began in 2008.
Holy shit. Oh, that winded me.
Here's something that's going to fuck you up a little bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The intended release date for Spider-Man 4.
Yeah.
Mm. It wasn't the exact date, but it was the same year that The Amazing Spider-Man came out.
Oh, really?
That's... Yeah. So...
Oh, sorry. Actually, no. It was slightly earlier. So, Spider-Man 4, if everything went according to plan, meant to be released on the 5th of May, 2011, and The Amazing Spider-Man, I think, came out 2012.
Mm. Okay. So,
They sorted it out real quick.
Yeah.
Can't tell. Oh, Amazing Spider-Man.
It's a flawless film. So, Thank God they nailed it for the second one.
Yeah. So refresh me. It was...
Yeah, so it was a year later. So June 2012 is when Amazing Spider-Man
Things
came
were
out.
Good to go. They were just like, yep, we've got like either a basic outline or we've got some plans. Sam Raimi was like, look, you kind of fucked me hard with Spider-Man 3. Yeah. And even though it made money... It kind of seemed
very much like the first two Spider-Man movies for Sam Raimi were these kind of like labors of love sort of, and then he was not souring on it because he still, even to this day, he's like, if I could do another Spider-Man movie, like if it was the right script, I'd be all over it.
So,
but I think
recently ish this year ish Sam Raimi was asked about it again because obviously with Doctor Strange 2 and everyone been like, hey, fella,
hey, you're
back
portals?
In the marble.
Spider-Man the 4, is it coming?
Because you know how Spider-Man the 3, he were in Spider-Man the 3. So
Sam Raimi's like, oh, I got the dumb journalist today.
We've never looked more slack-jawed. It is funny to think about after Spider-Man No Way Home came out, the amount of people that were like, Spider-Man 4, lock it in. It's coming. It's coming.
I think JD was one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
I was saying it was going to come out before No Way Home. Yeah. Post No Way Home, I think I cooled on it a bit.
But it's funny because it's so, like, that makes more sense because you're like, oh, they're introducing him in No Way Home because they're setting up, like, a future thing. But it seemed like the way that people were doing it, where they would watch No Way Home and be like, Spider-Man 4 is coming, is they're like, he's on the movies again.
Yeah.
So it's easy now for him to be in another movie.
See, he put the suit on, therefore he can put the suit on again.
Tobey Maguire is dressed like Spider-Man, so he could do it again.
Yeah. He put on some pants. I reckon he could put on the top and pants as well. Yeah.
Before this episode, we watched a trailer to Babylon, which is not a movie that was ever going to be relevant to Baseless Speculation, except for this exact moment. Him being back as Spider-Man seems to make me think that Tobey Maguire is back into movies because he's in Babylon now too.
I think he
hadn't
be...
acted since The Great Gatsby, which was 2014.
So look,
why
I think...
did he stop? Was he like, I had enough? I'm tired.
I don't know.
I'm so
Tobey
tired.
See,
like, I'm still recovering from Seabiscuit. Yeah. See, all those horses took it out of me.
He was really, really, really tired from being in, what were they called?
Movies?
The Pussy Posse?
Oh, yeah, he was.
Oh, right.
He was in the Pussy
Posse. Like the Brat Pack type thing, but for the modern age.
Yeah, cool name, guys. Really awesome stuff.
Yeah, we got the Rat Pack, we got the Brat Pack, we got Pussy Posse.
Pussy Posse. That sounds like Pussy Pocket. I mean, Pocket Pussy.
Pussy Pocket.
Come on, guys. You know?
Pretty sure.
Yeah. I think just, he was just...
So it was just like, I'm too tired of all this drugs and pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy Posse, I was right.
He was like, I'm
Leo.
Too sexed out, I'm too...
Yeah, I fucked too hard and too much.
Too swiftly. And so I need a break. And
I need a break, I need to see people my own age.
Yeah. And then...
Oh, sorry, his last film was actually, in fact, Boss Baby.
Of course!
Where he plays adult Tim Templeton.
And then he would have been in Boss Baby 2 back in action.
Wrong! He wasn't in it. Didn't reprise his role.
Wow. Why Boss Baby?
Why not come back for the sequel?
Surely they would have had more money to give him.
Yeah.
So, what? He plays Nick Carraway in The Great Gatsby.
Yep.
He's in Labor Day, the movie by the director that everyone liked at the time, but a movie then, that stinks.
Yeah. And then Labor Day came out and everyone was like, we hate this
oh,
guy.
Oh, wait a second. Yeah. Yeah.
Jason Reitman, more like Jason go right to hell, man. That's what they said.
Yeah, I remember.
And then, he was in a movie called... The fuck is this? Porn Sacrifice, a chess movie.
Oh, like porn, like PAWN. Less interesting. Yeah.
And then Boss Baby, and then Spider-Man, now Babylon.
Okay. So there was quite a break between Boss Baby and No Way Home. But clearly, Mr. Rat himself, Mickey Mouse, was like,
hey, the last TV show he was in was called The Spoils of Babylon. Huh. That's weird. Don't unretire from acting.
And then to do be a bunch a of Babylons.
It's the same.
Yeah. That would be heaps of Babylons, baby. Weird.
Hey, agent of mine, do you have any scripts mostly featuring... I'm just going through a Babylon phase.
Yeah, I'm kind of in my Babylon era.
I'm back from acting. And I got two jobs. Spider-Man's and Babylon's.
I need Babylon's. Give me all you got? The Babylon's you
if
got,
you got,
baby.
You got a Spider-Man and Babylon? Oh, you better believe
then
I'm
I'll
there.
Retire from acting again, because that's all I'll ever need to do.
Right. So Spider-Man 4... They gave Sam Raimi a release date. He was like, you fucked me with 3.
Yeah.
I owe it to the fans with 4 to deliver the best Spider-Man movie yet. And they were like, sick.
You got it. No more studio interference.
Yes. You got
we're
it.
Hands off. We're sorry we had to make you do Venom.
Whatsoever. Yeah. The only thing is we're not moving the release date and we're entering pre-production now, even though you're very burnt out from us fucking you in the last one.
We need it toot sweet or we're going to make Amazing Spider-Man. Hurry up.
Chop. We have Andy Garfield.
He's waiting in the wings. He's ready to go.
You've seen 500 Days of Summer? That guy directed it. He's going to make a good Spider-Man film if you don't hurry up. So...
Get cracked.
And guess what? Sam Raimi, his name, Mark Webb. What's your name?
Raimi, got nothing to do with spiders.
So I don't know about that, dude.
Christ. So apparently the plan for Amazing Spider-Man, for Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 4, they were going to have Vulture as the villain, played by John Malkovich.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was going to be a government agent who basically did wet work for the United States.
He's going
to
be really old.
Yeah, he's going to be really old. He was going to be called the Vulture because he left only bones behind, apparently.
Oh, that's kind of cool. He had a fucked up like reimagination of like the Vulture, which I like.
Apparently it was meant to be a really brutal film is kind of what I read. Yeah.
Because there's mixed things that have come out about it. One is that he beats the living shit out of Peter.
Near
and
death,
Peter
yeah.
kills him.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And Anne Hathaway, who plays Felicia Hardy, was going to be the daughter of Adrian Toomes, which they may have borrowed a little bit from that.
Yeah,
put
true.
It a little bit into Homecoming.
You thumbed it into Tom Holland's mouth.
Yeah.
And that was going to make her take the mantle of Voltress.
Yeah.
And then that would kind of be a pretty similar relationship to what happens with James Franco.
And another kind of Joker. Goblin,
yeah. I'm like, I saw you murder. I didn't mean to. But I think
you killed my murdering dad. He was called the Vulture because you only left bones. But you killed him, and now I'm mad at you.
There's been like a little bit of mixed stuff that have come out that like maybe she would have just turned into Black Cat instead.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Also, another thing that we definitely know because we've seen storyboards for this is the movie was going to open with Mysterio being arrested.
It was apparently as a part of a larger catching of like no name villains. So Mysterio was going to be there. The original Rhino in just like a felt suit was going to be there. Stiltman, I think, was going to be there. Just like a bunch of goofballs.
Yeah, just showing that Spider-Man's just getting it done. But Mysterio's helmet was going to fall off and it's Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. So they were going to pull
that. It was going to be implication that the 3 Bruce Campbell cameos we got in Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3 were all the same guy. And it was Mysterio just trying to get his revenge on Spider-Man.
Yeah.
By not letting him go to his...
play?
Girlfriend's play.
Well, that fucked his life up.
That wrecked his life. That did wreck Peter Parker's
And then he
life.
Made, there was the embarrassing proposal situation where he kept trying to bring the ring into
late.
That's right.
Turned into a breakup.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a great sound.
Mysterio was.
He got
it done.
Yeah.
And he also named Spider-Man. So that one's tricky too.
Yeah.
Well, he was
Man
like,
Spider.
That's
what are
stupid.
You? Some kind of fucked head? Fucking idiot?
Well, I guess...
Piece of shit? Rock for brain? Fuck? Spider-Man.
So I guess in the Sam Raimi verse, Mysterio lost his job.
as a wrestling announcer
and this underground.
And took furious revenge. Yeah,
if Peter Parker stepped in and the wrestling ring didn't get robbed, then maybe the announcer does keep his job.
Yeah, that's
Mysterio.
True. Good point.
Yeah.
So what? This is a very. I mean, I don't know if we know this, but do we know if Spider-Man 4 was meant to be the end to this?
It was.
That's a very weird and dark. Like, I get that it's cyclical and that it's like, oh, it's all starting again. Peter Parker's accidentally killed an old man again. Now the old man's child has sworn revenge.
How do you think Spider-Man 1 happened? Are you confusing Spider-Man with another beloved comic book character, Batman?
Are you confusing Spider-Man with killing his own uncle?
No. What?
Spider-Man, he doesn't accidentally kill, but he is present and it is assumed he accidentally kills the Green Goblin. Right?
Okay.
And then young Goblin, who has Goblin Madness, goes crazy.
Okay.
So then this movie, as an end, was like, oh, and it's... But, like, what's the point of that? It's like, this is just a thing Spider-Man does. He can't avoid accidentally killing dads. That's just, like, his deal or whatever.
Kurt Connors was also going to turn into the Lizard in it.
Okay.
That would have been nice.
So do you think it was going to be a multi-villain movie then?
Yeah, I think it... Because Sam Raimi did not like the multi-villain angle in number 3, right?
No, I don't think so.
He just wanted to do a Sandman stuff, which is why all the Sandman stuff in that movie fucking...
is really good, yeah.
And anything involving Venom is a bad.
And anything involving New Goblin,
bad.
Even worse, yeah.
So I'm assuming, like... Yeah, but this way, if he's like multi-villain, it seems that it's all built up.
Yeah.
The new one, which is the Vulture, and then you've kind of got like, oh, it's brutal. But then if you have Kurt Connors the Lizard, I mean, that it has been sort of simmering.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. And that could also be, you know, like if this movie's meant to be an escalation, which it kind of feels like it is, where all of a sudden Spider-Man's now fighting the Vulture, who's, you know, doesn't give a fuck. He's like willing to kill Spider-Man, whatever. Then... you can have the Lizard as a kind of like early, oh, you know, he's just fighting the Lizard. It's like not a big deal. It's a classic Spidey escapade. But now it's become kind of a little grittier, a little more serious with the Vulture.
Yeah. So with the Vulture, okay, we'll get to why is the Vulture hunting Spider-Man?
Yeah, that is a great question.
But so the idea was that, so Spider-Man and Vulture, whatever, in the first act, let's say, they're fighting or maybe in the second, whatever.
Yeah.
The Vulture gets got, dies.
Yeah.
In very early on. And then it's going to be like Black Cat and Lizard,
I guess so.
Yeah,
as the main sort of like villains, and it's sort of so what is going on? Like, because if Spider-Man kills, say, Vulture, who is like a CIA or a government spook, who is he has the nickname Vulture
because he leaves only bones behind.
I'm kind of like, oh yeah,
yeah, all right, sure.
I mean, if Spider-Man.
I guess Spider-Man might come into conflict with that guy.
I
yeah.
mean, if he killed him, I mean, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't seem like he was going to give Spider-Man a slap on the wrist.
No, fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little bit more information.
Okay.
Raimi wanted it to be the fourth and kind of final one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were like, why don't you shoot 4 and 5 back to back? And he was like, I'm not Peter Jackson. Please don't do this to me.
That's so
funny. Kirsten Dunst didn't sign on.
Okay.
She wasn't not in it, but they were
not in it.
We're starting filming soon and we still haven't got her to sign on. It will be hard to do this without Mary Jane.
Okay.
But they really wanted this release date.
Yeah, they would not move it.
Gwen Stacy was introduced in Spider-Man 3. Now remind me, does she eat shit and die?
No.
Okay.
I don't think she...
It's Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
She has a big old snog with Spider-Man. Yeah. And Mary Jane's like, you're a motherfucker.
Spider-Man's like, no, babe.
It's called acting?
I'm acting. Yeah, I'm acting. And she was like, Spider-Man's gotta be single. Kiss.
I have to kiss ladies. Otherwise, people won't believe I'm Spider-Man. Yeah, anyway, babe.
That just makes sense. See, I always thought it was going to be, I think it was in Spider-Man 2, the daughter of the landlord.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought that was like, you know, a subtle or like, you know, almost like a very, you know.
Like, that's who Peter will end up with. Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
And
then they were like, nah.
This is Gwen Stacy.
Very overt. Because I guess I thought we were going to do a, okay, never mind.
Well, let's assume for our theoretical Spider-Man 4.
Yeah, Mary Jane out.
And Mary Jane's out, Gwen Stacy's in. Yeah. Bryce Dallas Howard at that time in her career, Is she going to be too expensive? Spider-Man's single.
Wait, Bryce Dallas Howard in 2011? Probably not.
Yeah, I feel like that was kind of a good time to get Bryce Dallas Howard in your movie. So, yeah. Bryce Dallas Howard, we got Gwen Stacy. She's Spider-Man's beau. Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're saying, Dusha, he's just getting it done at this point in his life. Yeah.
Where do Mary Jane and Spider-Man end up in Spider-Man 3?
They don't get married.
Because I know something happens and Goblin Jr. goes to see her and gives them a little wink.
Yeah.
That happens not at the end.
Yeah, I know. That happens in the movie.
Yeah, it does happen in the movie.
Gotta give him credit for that. It does happen in the movie.
And then
Spider-Man.
Does Topher Grace want to kill her?
No, Topher Grace wants to kill Spider-Man.
He does want to kill
Dear
Spider-Man.
God, please kill Spider-Man.
I need it bad.
Yeah, I was bad at Photoshop and got found out.
Yeah. Okay, well, actually, to be honest, I think the most...
Ew, she's dating an astronaut.
Yes, that's... Or is that...
Yeah, was that too?
Anyway, I think Mary Jane's not going to be in this movie. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be explained off screen. And I don't even know if necessarily Gwen Stacy will be the love interest. Mm. I think it'll be Felicia Hardy.
Oh,
I think it'll just be the Black Cat because she is a love interest for Spider-Man in the comics anyway.
And you don't necessarily need a love interest.
No.
As in a love triangle here.
No.
Because it could just be like a Felicia Hardy... do you think like Felicia Hardy maybe flirting with Spider-Man?
Yeah,
or, like,
I think they'll do that.
Is it Felicia Hardy going with Peter Parker and she's like, as the Black Cat, I want to hunt down Spider-Man?
Well, yeah, that's a good question.
And then to be like, they're dating or whatever. She don't know that he's Spider-Man. He don't know that she Black Cat, or he does know he's she Black Cat.
Yeah,
well,
that's because
she finds
kinda...
out that he's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no. You killed
that's the
my kinda, dad.
That's the kind of interesting part of that relationship in the comics, I guess, is that Black Cat is in love with Spider-Man, not Peter Parker. She's like, Peter Parker, a little weenie dick, not got no time for him. Spider-Man, Chad. So that's what I'm here for. So you would hope that they would bring some of that to the movie. But I don't know if Felicia Hardy, little Vulture, was like meant to be a superhero prior to Spider-Man killing the Vulture. So
yeah, because I think putting Felicia as... Vulture's daughter kind of makes it a very strange choice.
Yeah.
In that it's like, okay, so you've got Spider-Man, you're killing a dad, okay, and then you've kind of got her also wanting to kill Spider-Man, but then what does she know about her dad?
Yeah.
Because if she's working for the government as like all the wet works, I'm guessing that would all be secret. But would she then find out that he was a big piece of, like...
Yeah. Nerd,
like, I don't know if he's a big piece. Like, yeah. Like,
but yeah, yeah. And also, like, on a weird,
kind of like... I, at no point are you sympathetic here if you're being, like...
Yeah.
Adrian Toomes.
But she might... Maybe that... Maybe the idea...
so many people and just left their bones.
Yeah, maybe the idea is,
what
like...
What did he do with all that skin?
Well, I don't think he actually left the skeletons. I think the idea was that, like...
He was very brilliant.
He was very thorough, yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe the way they would do Felicia Hardy is, like, she's like, Dad's dead. Maybe that would be the central conflict, where she's like, Dad's dead. I'm so sad about that. I'm going to kill you, Spider-Man. And Spider-Man's like, well, your dad was a piece of shit, so...
Or it's a thing like, Dad's dead, and after his death, all this shit kind of gets leaked to the press.
Yeah, yeah.
All this shit kind of is like comes out about him. Like, oh yeah, he did this. He was a very brutal person and all this kind of stuff. And then she just blames Spider-Man for all that coming out.
For having your dad's name dragged through the mud.
Well,
yeah.
Like, going like, you know, or it's like, I didn't need to know that. And it's because of you.
Yeah. I just think, what I think is so weird is that like we've basically had this story in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man before. Like that's just like,
yeah, it is,
it is just Goblin and Baby Goblin. Like why do it again?
So I've done more and more digging.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like I'd heard that story a lot, but apparently also like offhandedly when it was happening, he was talking about maybe building towards the Sinister Six. And that, like, the lizard may turn into the lizard in the film, but wasn't going to be, like, the central antagonist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, maybe Voltress is already Voltress before the death thing happens, and that's just the end of the movie rather than the start of the movie.
Yeah, it kind of makes more sense if it's, like, towards the end than it is this, you know, oh, no, he's killed this brutal person.
Yeah. He's killed who's somebody who's clearly not a good guy,
and is,
now I need to kill him. Yeah, weird.
Unless what they were going to do was the same thing that happened. And, like, this would make sense because Sony seemed to be holding on to some of the ideas I've had.
Yeah.
If he kills Vulture, and if Vulture worked for the military, like you're saying, that might have been the Mysterio ending of Spider-Man Far From
Home. Oh, I see.
Because if it's like that, then that's a totally different thing to like, I accidentally killed my friend's dad.
Yeah.
Something I keep doing.
Yeah. I got a real problem, I think.
Yeah. My dad figure dead.
Is it because my dad figure was dead?
So I keep accidentally killing their actual dads.
Does that mean I'm on purpose killing all these dads?
Well,
I shouldn't be having this monologue out loud.
Spider-Man should I rebrand to dad killer?
Am I a murderer of dads? Somebody opens a window to the fire escape.
Shut up!
Come away!
You're a pest!
Leave me and my dad alone.
You're going to kill my dad, Spider-Man? No, I'm just thinking out loud.
Or should I call you dad killer?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, I'll get back to you.
I'm mulling it over.
It is funny. Yeah, I might do. It is funny to think about the stuff that ended up in the Amazing Spider-Man films. I'm wondering how much of it, like, do we think there's a chance Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 4 ended with the lizard, Kurt Connors, trying to make everyone lizards?
Well, that seems like a Sam Raimi
idea. It does,
idea.
That's what I, like, and we laugh, but like, I can imagine that being... Like
Sam Raimi's lizards, like, I want everyone to be lizards. So then if everyone's lizards,
no one's
is.
Lizards, except, wait a second, everyone is. So maybe the movie was going to be like, in the first half, lizards the real antagonist of Spider-Man 4. In the background of the movie, the lizard is becoming the lizard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Halfway through the movie, Peter Parker kills the vulture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Black Cat, who maybe is a superhero this whole time, and in the first half of the movie they've been developing a relationship, she becomes pissed off and becomes a villain to Spider-Man, and then Spider-Man's like, I gotta stop the world turning into Lizard World, and him and Black Cat have to work together. That is just the plot of Spider-Man 3. Really.
Yes, it is. Correct.
Yeah, it's like, okay. You replace the word symbiote with lizard. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, and you replace Black Cat with Baby Goblin, just have Spider-Man 3.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Also, why is Vulture hunting...
trying to kill Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, yeah. Is it because the government wants Spider-Man dead? Is it like he's now, I'm no longer working for the government, I'm now a mercenary, and someone has hired me to hunt Spider-Man, i.e. a Kraven?
Maybe?
Or is it just like another goblin?
Yeah.
Goblin back on the dead? In Goblin's will, please hire
Adrian the Vulture to kill Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was to ever kill me.
Maybe it's got something to do with Spider-Man getting it done in New York City. So Spider-Man's so efficient, the government want him dead. Crime's so low in New York, it looks bad for the New York police.
It could be, if he is getting it done, like a kind of Dark Knight where the mob bosses are like,
whoa,
we need to hire somebody.
Yeah, it could be.
And then it's like, oh yeah. Well, we got a guy.
Yeah.
He's a bit fucked up.
Former, like, you know, special ops or whatever. Yeah. They call him the Vulture because he only leaves skeletons behind.
He picks the skeletons out of these victims' bodies.
What the fuck? Do we want this guy? Yeah. He's a freak.
Or it could be a J. Jonah thing.
J. Jonah Jameson hires the Vulture to kill Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, J. Jonah has been, I don't know if you remember, like, the 90s cartoon, and in the comics as well, like, the whole Spider Slayer, Alan Smythe stuff, or whatever it's called.
Yeah. But do we think they would do that in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man? J. Jonah seemed like he was antagonistic, but I don't think he would have shot Spider-Man with a gun.
Well, yeah, because the whole
him.
Point is, at one point, doesn't he get questioned?
Well, he gets questioned by Peter Parker. They're like, who's this guy? And he's like, I don't know Peter Parker. I don't get
idea
who
he is.
He
gets questioned about Peter Parker. Yeah.
Sorry, not by Peter Parker.
Like, because it's in I think it, when was this? Because it was like the very early Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Where it's the Spider Slayer Mark One. And like, it's just a robot with a lot of tentacles with J. Jonah's beautiful visage. Looking at him, being like, I got Spider-Man, finally.
That's awesome.
I mean, look at that great.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, that's good art. That's really good. That's just a tentacle robot with. Is J. Jonah in it?
Yeah.
No.
It's like a TV screen. He's like
he's
FaceTiming.
Doing it from his office.
Yeah, he's FaceTiming Spider-Man.
That's so funny.
While he's controlling.
That's crazy.
This robot.
So well, yeah, I don't know.
It could be something like.
I feel like it's more likely to be the mob. I can imagine it being the New York
but
mob.
But the mob have never really made an appearance in any of the Spider-Man 1, 2, 3.
Or is it a thing where it is like I mean, that would be a psycho way for Spider-Man to go. But, like, what if it was he's just doing fucked up military stuff and, like, he's assassinating someone in New York.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man catches wind. And,
oh, it just tries to stop him.
Yeah. And maybe then he does kill him.
Well, okay, what about this? So, like, the thing about the Vulture is he's so thorough and good at his job, and he's got to, somebody's got to kill in New York City. But Spider-Man stops him, kind of like in the Matt Damon Daredevil movie, where, you know, Bullseye's like, I never miss.
In Ben Affleck?
Whoever.
Yeah. Whatever. Names are not, names mean nothing to Jackson.
Interchangeable. Ben Every Affleck, actor Matt Damon, is interchangeable.
You're basically the same guy.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, you know the Jimmy Kimmel Daredevil movie? Anyway, you know, and Bullseye's like, I never miss. And then Daredevil makes him miss. And he's like, that's it. I'm killing you because you humiliated me. So maybe it's a similar thing with the Vulture. The Vulture's like, I never fuck up. I never fail. Spider-Man stops him. He's like, you made me fail. I'm gonna make you suffer for it.
Yeah, that could be. Like, yeah, Spider-Man's getting it done.
Yeah.
He, he's, you know, he's flipping away in New York. Mm-hmm. And then he just happens to, like, come across an abandoned building or something like that where the Vulture has come down and he's, like, about to, you know... Mm.
End a man's life.
Yeah.
Murder the hell out of somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe having just murdered somebody.
Well, what's actually
whatever good? It
is, Spider-Man interferes, kind of like he's punching the shit out of him. And then
but
it's
what's,
like, oh,
what's good about this as well is that if you start the movie and it's just Spider-Man, like, it's funny, I said you start the movie and you're like, that is a great first step.
It is. It is a good way to, you know,
kick things off.
Kick things off is to start the movie.
No, but so, like, if the beginning of the movie is like Spider-Man just like not even thinking about it, taking care of all these villains, then he can breeze cockily into fighting the Vulture, and then when the Vulture's like, the fuck, fella, you've been fighting Stilt Man. I'm the motherfucking Vulture.
I just leave fucking bones behind, motherfucker.
And then he just beats the ever-loving shit out of Spider-Man.
It would be a good, you know, bait and switch, as it were.
Yeah.
Because you see in Spider-Man, you know, like, oh, yeah.
And the Vulture looks silly.
All kind of shit, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, you know, cock of the walk, almost very just like, I am doing sweet.
Yeah.
Like, it's so great.
Here's some mud in your eye.
Yeah, he's doing his, like, one-liners, wanting to be a stand-up.
Vulture?
And then the Vulture.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Vulture.
Vulture who?
Vulture, get a better name, dickhead.
Spider-Man's become so complacent that his bullying is lazy. Like, hey, man, nice face, dumb fuck face.
Hey, where'd you buy that suit? The dumb cunt store?
He just so lazily swings a punch.
Are you drunk?
Yeah. I'm spider drunk.
I'm spider drunk ever since I got spider dumped.
I got spider dumped. I'm spider drunk. Your face is stupid.
I'm gonna eat
you. Vultures aren't scary.
Yeah.
This is a bird. You scared of birds? I'm not scared of a bird. I'm a fucking spider.
Did you ask me if I'm scared of birds?
I eat spiders for breakfast because I'm a bird.
Hey, who eats birds? What? Spider-Man.
You ever hear about the bird-eating Goliath spider, Mr. Bird? I'm the Goliath spider.
Vulture then shoots him. Oh my god!
I shoot my leg. Fuck! Ow! Ah!
So okay. So maybe
because imagine like all kind of like if they're doing little montagey stuff, not just them getting arrested, but him like you know biffing and powing and all that shit.
Kabam!
And then
blammo.
It cuts to or comes to like the Vulture, and he's ruthless. He's merciless. He's just not even saying anything.
Yeah.
Like he's very efficient. He's very quick, and you can kind of have like that. The presence that Malkovich can bring.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And just doing that, like, very efficiently and just beating the shit out of Spidey.
Maybe you get a cool scene where Spider-Man's running his mouth with all the other bad guys. Mm-hmm. He comes in to run his mouth with the Vulture, and the Vulture just punches it and breaks his jaw or something. Spider-Man can't talk for the fight, and he's like, uh-oh. And
like
then
it's that kind of in No Way Home where we get, like, that music, and it's like it becomes almost like a horror.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff again, and, like, really leans in.
Absolutely.
I think that could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I guess... kicks the shit out of Spider-Man, goes back, does his moitering.
Yeah.
And then he's like, right. And then he's like, well, I only leave bones behind and you're a fucking witness.
Yeah.
So, well, I got to kill you. And then Spider-Man and flips away.
Yeah.
And now it becomes like, well, now it's on. I have to get rid of you because you're a witness.
You could have as well, like, fun scenes where, like, New York is like, hey, you know, because New York, it's like the best thing about the Raimi films that I feel like they really didn't do so much in the Marvel Spider-Man movies, and they didn't even really do it that much in the Amazing Spider-Man movies.
What do you mean? When they put all their cranes together?
Hey,
so we
cranes
could swing?
Together strong,
that's
eh?
That's a fucking awesome scene. You got to admit.
Yeah, yeah.
What are they doing? Is there a Spider-Man 2 equivalent? Amazing Spider-Man 2 equivalent?
Not really, not as much. But yeah, so to have some scene where New York's like, hey, Spider-Man's going to take out the Vulture. And Spider-Man's like, yeah, punch him for us, Spidey. And Spidey's like, I'm going to fucking die today. Vulture lands and they're like, we ain't scared of you. And then he's just like, shoots the guy or whatever. Yeah.
Like, yeah, so I'm guessing he's still going to have like wings and stuff.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, he has. So his death was going to be caused by getting impaled on his wings.
Oh. How's that work?
Quite. So basically,
exactly the same way the Green Goblin.
It is Green Goblin. Sam Raimi, what are you saying?
Well, I mean, he hated the script, so maybe that's why.
Okay, this is making
sense. All right, we've got to actually start thinking of this. We've been thinking about this all wrong. Yeah, Sam Raimi's tanking this film.
No. He wasn't trying to.
Oh, okay.
I think you've misunderstood.
Yeah, what script did he hate?
So he was trying to get a script done.
Yeah.
And they kept being like, oh, we've done rewrites. And he's like, I hate this.
I see. Okay.
So I think what he was trying to do was probably make a quite grand movie that had different things in it. And they were probably just being like, oh, you can just shorthand this. He dies here. And
just do it like the first one.
Yeah.
You know, the first one did well. So do it like that one.
Maybe having a baby goblin. Yeah. And like, you know, oh, well, what if instead of a baby goblin, we had a baby lady goblin.
Yeah, who was a cat.
Who was a cat.
Yeah, I can imagine that pissing off Sam Raimi where they're like, all right, Vulture's daughter, black cat. Yeah. And he's like, that's... He's a big comic book guy.
He's a big fan of that era of comics, right?
Yeah.
So that would...
And Lizard is his favorite character.
Yeah. And so he sort of liked that era of comics. Yeah. Which that does involve, you know, like, you know, black cat and all that stuff as well. I can see why he was like, I don't want...
Yeah, this is annoying. This is annoying.
And then... Yeah, then making it just do Green Goblin again does seem silly.
So actually, you know, earlier on I was like, and then Black Cat and Peter Parker have to team up to stop the lizard turning everyone into lizards. That might have just been in the movie. Like that, we were like, oh, well, they would never do that because that's just Spider-Man 3. But that seems like that doesn't seem like it could stop it being in the movie now.
Maybe, I guess the execs were like, yeah, it's just Spider-Man 3.
We did almost forget the key thing here, which is Sony are stupid fucks.
That's
stupid
right. It's Sony.
It's Sony.
It's Sony in their big brain era.
I am shocked that like the original script or anything like this wasn't leaked during the emails, or was it? And this is where all this information is coming
from. No, this is all interviews.
Yeah, I'm shocked about that too.
See, the email leaks are like 2012, and this was all... Because all the email leaks are about Amazing like the follow up to Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Okay.
So we're far enough
too late.
We're a movie too late.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Then we wouldn't have got the problem with that is okay. The emails leak earlier. We do not get the rando thoughts from 160,000,
however high it is in the 165,000 feet or whatever. Yeah,
65,000.
Yeah.
But maybe if they'd leak, you know, just leak it when they did. Go back a bit.
Yeah. Give us more. That's all we want. Yeah.
There's a bit of history.
I'll get in touch with North Korea or hackers.
Yeah,
I believe.
Thanks, man.
If you don't hack Sony,
we'll
do the interview.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
That's right. Baseless Speculation is going to remake The Interview.
Yeah. And making it more explicit that you're the villain.
Yeah.
Even though I don't think the movie, it's confusing.
Are we guaranteeing that we're going to get nuked?
All we wanted was emails from Sony. We're leaking your emails. No.
Our emails are boring.
Loathsome podcast hosts shot in the night. Perpetrators unknown.
They leak our emails and it's just us emailing our friends, hey, want to do our podcast? To no reply.
And emailing each other that picture that says return to monkey. But like the same image just again and again and again.
Daily reminder, return to monkey.
I agree. Yes. Same picture sent. Oh, brother, I agree.
Yeah, that's the stuff. Look what I just found. Somebody just scrolling and scrolling. It goes on for so long.
They're reaffirming each other, but then someone will just post the same picture like it's a brand new thread.
Somehow they don't realize.
Why are
they
treating the email thread like a forum?
Do they not have Messenger?
Ari, back to monkey. Ari, too. Ari must see. Ari, boys, check this.
We've leaked 2.8 terabytes of baseless speculation emails, and it's just this one thread and unanswered emails to their friends.
Hey, did we get a response from our friend? Return to monkey. Yeah, good stuff.
Oh, dude.
Thanks, man, for this.
You
man.
Preach.
Preach to the choir,
Return
baby.
Return to monkey would be the ape mode.
Hey, look what I just found.
Oh! Man, being monkey, good.
Oh, yeah.
No taxes, no wife, or monkey.
All monkey, baby.
Hey, guys.
Oh, it's so good. I would love to return to monkey. It just keeps going.
I've emailed Kevin Smith. Let's see if he's come on the show.
Yeah. Hey, check this out. Scroll. I'm going to have to stop, have dinner, and come back to this. So how do we think the movie would have ended? Mm. What would have been the climax of Spider-Man 4, Sam Raimi's?
Mm. Well, this is kind of weird, because it's like, is it Sam Raimi's, or is it like what we would have gotten Sam Raimi's having worked with the studio?
Sony's Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 4, yeah.
I reckon, if the movie actually happened, I reckon it ends with a Sinister Six tease.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Sony, they've been trying for that for so long.
Would that Sinister Six have included, like, I know those they've died, but, like, because you want Green Goblin and Doc Ock, or is it, what, Felicia Hardy?
Sandman?
Yeah, they don't really actually, at this point, have much of a roster for Sinister Six.
Well, it would be
Lizard?
Similar. It's probably what happened in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Right? It's just like you got Doc Ock arms, you've got a glider, you've got, I don't know, rhino costume, you've got, like, it would have just been that.
Yeah,
you know? It depends how much interference, like, Sony had.
Because
if he's introducing, like, Rhino and Mysterio and stuff at the start, sure, they're going to be like, well, make sure they're in the Sinister Six.
Yeah.
And then you've probably got, like, okay, I guess if this is, like, you know, back and forth, and in terms of compromise,
it
would have been like, okay, well, Mysterio is going to lead the Sinister Six. In like the next film,
yeah.
And I guess they're going to
which
include...
is funny because he's a joke character at the start.
But maybe that's
fine.
And maybe he shoots someone. Maybe you're like, oh, joke character. Yeah. Then he shoots Aunt May with a gun.
Not so
fucking funny now, am I, Spider-Man?
Not so fucking funny now, are you, Aunt May?
Always laughing.
Full
at
of
me.
Jokes when I'm in jail.
Wait, Aunt May's already dead, isn't she? Doesn't she get... I'm getting it confused with other Spider-Man media.
There's a lot of Spider-Man.
Yeah, so many Spider-Man.
It is so funny to imagine Aunt May just goes to Mysterio in jail to make fun of him. Mysterio's getting steamed.
Well, Peter's got to get it from somewhere.
Exactly. Oh, hello, dearies. Yes. Oh, would you like us to lead you to Mysterio's cell? Yeah, thank you very much.
I would
much.
Love that. I need to see Mysterio.
Hey, dickhead. Nice fishbowl helmet, fuck nuts. Why are you allowing this?
Ah! You're fucking
crying to Papa! I'm a human being!
Oh, look at you! about old lady?
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was illegal to put a baby in jail. I guess not. Please send me to prison.
Oh, hey, security, we've got a baby in jail.
Where? That's you, Mysterio. And then he shoots up with a gun. Not so funny now, are you?
Yeah. Peter's like, what kind of life did she lead?
This? What the hell?
Inspired by the life of the savvy and ambitious Colombian businesswoman Griselda Blanco comes a new Netflix original limited series. Griselda tells the story of a devoted mother who, with her lethal blend of charm and relentless savagery, creates one of the most powerful cartels in history. Witness Sofia Vergara's captivating transformation into the godmother of the underworld. Griselda, streaming January 25th, only on Netflix.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day, to the things I wish would die, like buffets. All that and much more. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. So I can imagine
that. Yeah. And imagine if it's not, say, Felicia Hardy as Voltress. It's like another Voltress.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Or maybe Sam Raimi's like, can we not kill the Vulture as if he a gobbo?
Yeah.
Can we just not kill him? And then he's around for like... Because he's very weird to be like, I've got this brutal character. He's just very, very violent, all the wet work he does. And he's going to be leading a team of goofy villains.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, the gangs together.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Probably would be Voltress, I reckon.
Yeah, Voltress. You would then be like someone slapping those Doc Ock arms on.
Yeah.
There's got to be like an assistant or something. Like you could like peer back or like just slot
into those. It's this guy. Maybe Doc Ock's wife.
He dies.
Okay. But I mean, they could have also done a Sinister Six because they would have had Lizard.
Yep.
Voltress.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Theoretically, Venom. Like, they got. Was there any goo left over?
So, what happened in that was Sam Raimi, as a fuck you to Sony, made sure that in the visual effects, the symbiote explodes, but then also you see Peter Brock. Rest in peace, King. Hope Bathurst is treating you well in heaven. Eddie Brock, you see, turn into a skeleton.
Fair.
What's your drop?
I thought cards, but I can't see them.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're over here. near
How'd they get on the other side of the desk?
You're not good.
Never mind. No Venom. So you would have had Lizard?
I think you would have. Well, actually, you probably would have had. So, yeah, Voltress.
Yeah.
You would have had Lizard. Probably Mysterio.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon Hobgoblin.
Okay, sure.
So you introduce someone else, and then you have, the glider. So you're just like, it's not a Goblin Jr.
Yeah,
it is
it's
now
a new
a
goblin.
Different goblin, so you still have a goblin.
Yeah. Do you reckon they would have killed him the same way they killed the other two?
Yeah. Because they love to do it.
Every one of these would have gotten got by their own weapons.
Yeah, absolutely.
I then probably...
How do you kill Black Cat with her?
Well, she's the Vulture.
She'll be a Vulture.
She's a Vulture. She evolved from cat to bird.
She'll get stabbed with her own wings as well somehow, yeah.
You then have Doc Ock's arms.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming like they would be like, this would be a Hari Ari, Doc Ock arms, Ari.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
So
come
put
on.
Someone,
put
someone.
Like, we don't care who.
Someone has to have it. That. And you could have like, I guess, then he's got like the anyone to choose from, really.
Yeah.
Like Scorpion,
Shocker. They're like, hey, all right, so we'll pick 5 Sam Raimi, and then you can have one.
Yeah. You get to pick anyone you like, not them.
Yeah. Well, he's got, like, I would assume he would be like, oh, I want Mysterio.
Yeah. I mean, they could even do a thing where, so we're trying to include all of these other characters in it, but maybe they would do a thing where, like, at the beginning, Spider-Man is dumping all of these 2-bit villains in jail. And then at the end of the movie, we find out Mysterio has rallied these villains into a group. And it's actually Vulture dies, Voltress becomes Black Cat, and they become pals or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it could go the other way around as opposed to Black Cat going Vulture. It's Vulture.
Voltress goes Black Cat.
Yeah, Bird goes to Cat.
Bird goes to Cat makes more sense.
She evolved.
Yeah.
go from wings to paws.
Yeah.
go from beak to teeth.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, once you shuck Lizard into that team, then they seem a little bit more formidable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And you know,
then you got like Rhino, Stiltman, Mysterio, Lizard.
And there were some other ones as well in there that I forget. Like Shocker as well was meant to be part of that initial opening montage. So like,
and then you got like the tease there where you're like, oh yeah, here it is. He's getting it done. Oh, he made it worse.
And like instead of, because you know, in The Amazing Spider-Man, they were like, here's all the parts for the guys. Right. I bet the guys will go with these parts.
Yeah, imagine you see these arms. What if a guy had these arms?
But in this, they're like, Shocker already got Shocker power.
Yeah.
Now he got beef Shocker power. You know, like he's stronger now because of the, like they might still give them an upgrade. It's just, it's a little less kind of on the nose. Yeah, so they could have done that.
I guess that would have been this like agreement between, so like, okay, we have these people to start, but I still want to make this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And then fine, we'll make Black Cat the Vulture, whatever. Fine, but we'll do this. I want this.
And it's funny as well because there has been a Black Cat movie on the cards for a very long time. So I wonder if that...
Wasn't there Black and Silver as well, which is Black Cat and Silver Sable?
What it feels like is there was this...
Why not? Why are they making a Madam Web movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, keep forgetting.
El Muerto?
It's coming.
Kraven the Hunter? That's done.
Yeah, that's locked and loaded.
I thought El Muerto got cancelled.
Don't think so.
Hell yeah.
It'd be a weird time to cancel it.
Because it kind
of... Am I thinking of something else? Probably thinking of a different thing.
It feels like there was a really quite excited pitch meeting at some point around this time and around The Amazing Spider-Man 1 that Sony has just been riding ever since.
Well, it seems to be that... Is there like a single or a couple of like EPs who just really, really want the Sinister Six?
Yeah.
Is there an executive producer or someone like that who has been, or a producer who's been basically there from Amazing, like, or Spider-Man all the way to sort of current time?
Who's like,
it's Amazing... Ari fucking, what's his name? Ari Astavaz or something.
Yeah. This whole time it's just been like, I need that Sinister Six movie and I don't care what it takes to get there.
Yeah.
It won't be good.
Ari Arad, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Is it like their passion project? Okay, they were from Marvel. Like,
let me read what they have produced. Daredevil, that's the first one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hulk, Punisher, Spider-Man 2, Elektra, Man-Thing, Fantastic Four, X-Men The Last Stand, Ghost Rider, Spider-Man 3, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, Bratz, that's a curveball.
Oh, that's right.
Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Ghost Rider 2, Amazing Spider-Man, RoboSapien Rebooted, second curveball. Amazing Spider-Man 2, Ghost in the Shell, that's not quite a curveball, but is a little surprising.
Yeah, a little left field.
Venom, Into the Spider-Verse, that's a curveball because it's good.
It's good, yeah. It's the first.
I mean, so's Spider-Man 2 and Iron Man, the rest. Yeah. Into the Spider-Verse, Let There Be Carnage. Mm-hmm.
Well,
Stinker.
He was
Uncharted.
Then
Across the Spider-Verse, Kraven the Hunter, and the Morbius, and the Borderlands movie.
Well, again, it depends how much they're involved with it all. But because
that's producer,
reading...
not EP. That's just full on producer.
Well, when you read about you learn about the bankruptcy that Marvel had back in the 90s, he was part of them getting out of it.
Oh, okay.
Because he was the CEO of Toy Biz.
Yeah.
And then he became the CCO of Marvel Entertainment.
So it really feels like this guy.
So he was very much like a really like businessman who was very, very integral for Marvel not eating shit.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
You get the vibes that like he got them out and he was like, right, and I will make a Sinister Six movie one day. And it's just like, it's been decades.
He's 74 years old.
Maybe it's just like, I want to see a Sinister Six on...
Maybe at some point 20 years ago, someone was like, a Sinister Six movie would probably make a bit of money. And he's just never stopped thinking about that since. Do you think we'll ever get a Sinister Six movie?
No.
Not in any world, it's never coming.
I don't think so.
No, because anytime they try and do it, they're going to get too excited and fuck it.
Well, I think the problem with the Sinister Six movie is it needs so much build-up. To be good.
And it's hard to end multiple movies in a row without the villains dying or something bad happening to them.
I just like, who will be the Sinister Six in the MCU?
Well, actually, I
wrote, who wants Sinister Six in film? And then Google spat out,
yeah,
who will be the Sinister Six in the MCU? And they are claiming, and who knows why, Doc Ock, Electro, Sandman, Mysterio, the Vulture, and Hobgoblin.
Okay. So, who's Ned? They? Ned?
Ned?
He was wearing a Hobgoblin-colored jacket in No Way Home, as the internet loves to point out. Foreshadowing. No, yeah. It isn't. That's not what foreshadowing is.
Why he become Hobgoblin?
He pissed off.
He's like, I was going to be a wizard and then we forgot who Spider-Man was and now I'm no longer a wizard.
It's also so funny to do Hobgoblin devoid of any of the other goblins. Like, he's not in the context of the Green
Ned's
Goblin.
Just sitting at home and he's like, I'm pissed off.
Oh, wait,
I'm a Hobgoblin.
Morbius. Morbius. Yeah. Well, Morbius is the...
If Vulture's in it, so is Morbius.
Oh, yeah.
That's the current one, anyway.
Yeah.
Johnny Morbius in a Spider-Man movie. I can't imagine Jared Leto and Tom Holland talking.
No, they got nothing in common. They're like 40 years age difference or something. I think you're right, Dusha. I don't think we ever, as a race of people, humanity, are going to get a Sinister Six movie.
Yeah. It's too hard to do.
No, it is.
It's impossible to do because even if you are building, I mean, look. Just because it's impossible to do doesn't mean they ain't going to try it.
Yeah.
But to build to that, you need at least two movies run up, I would say.
Well, they've kind of got several movies run up right now.
What, Venom?
Oh, you mean,
Morbius.
Okay, you think Sony's just going to have a real fucking crack?
Sony going to have a crack, my dude. So think about it. You've got
Venom,
so you've
Morbius,
got,
Kraven, yeah. Madame Web?
No, you've got Shocker.
Yeah.
You've got people that were in like some of the Spider-Man, like
the MCU Spider-Man.
Spider-Mans.
That have just never come back. Scorpion's in prison.
Scorpion.
But Adrian Toomes is like, I know that using what happens in the movie to talk about
what happened in subsequent movies
is not what Sony. Nah.
That's not how they think.
They don't think, because Scorpion's like, hey, Adrian Toomes, you fucking know who Spider-Man is? Tell me. And he's like, don't know shit, brother. Fuck you.
Yeah, but now he's in a different realm. So he's like, I'm in
the Morbius zone.
Yeah, I'm in that vampire realm where I maybe don't care about Peter Parker.
I think the reason
I just know that my face feels the same and the food tastes better.
And also there's no Peter Parker in that realm. So maybe they get to team up against...
Team up against Matt Smith back from the dead from Morbius, does he die?
Yeah. I think we've mentioned it a few times, but it's either going to be like Spider-Woman.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be they're teaming up against Venom.
You know what it feels like to me? It feels like, so imagine you're playing Legos, right?
Yeah.
You got a real mad Lego set. It's fucking sick.
I mean, hang on. Can I imagine playing Legos?
You can imagine playing Legos if you want.
No,
but
I could imagine playing Lego.
Yeah. You're playing
Drop
Lego.
Drop the S.
You're playing Kinex. No, you're playing with your Lego, and you got a mad set.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you got a little brother.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the
plot. The plot of the Lego movie?
The Lego movie 2, specifically.
Second part.
Yeah, so your little brother is like, I want to play Lego. And you're like, I don't want to play Lego with you. Go away, you're going to wreck it.
Yeah.
Then your little brother goes away and makes his own Lego set.
Yeah.
And he comes back and he's like, my Lego set, how good is it? Can I connect it to your Lego set? That feels like what's happened. But Sony goes away. They make a Sinister Six. Then they come to Marvel and they're like,
We made a Sinister Six.
Can we have your Spider-Man fight it?
And they'll be like, no.
Oh. Of course not.
And they'll be like, actually, he's our Spider-Man. And they're like, not anymore.
Not really, dude.
Oh, you can have Ben Reilly.
Okay.
Imagine if they do that. Clone Saga to get...
Not even Clone Saga. Just Ben Reilly.
Ben Reilly is Spider-Man. Don't question it. No, because the reason I think we're never going to get a Sinister Six movie is because I don't think Sony can stay the path of financial...
Success.
Long enough to get to that point. You got to think about the amount of movies they announce and then cancel all the time.
Yeah, but that doesn't...
It's just that we're so close. We're so close. All I'm saying is because we're getting Kraven. That's done. That's coming out, I think.
Is it?
Is it?
Great question. It has a release date.
Movies these days, that's not a guarantee.
Yeah.
Oh, good point. Sony might be like, Tax write-off?
We don't have the money to release Kraven anymore. Like, I know we've not heard anything terribly worried. Like, Sony doesn't make these huge, dangerous financial decisions as often as Warner Brothers loves to. But still, I can see them being like, here's the plan. It's Morbius, it's Kraven, it's Venom.
It's and then Vulture.
It's Vulture. We do a Vulture movie, and we do a movie for each character. But they're three movies in, and maybe it's tanking, and they're like, we can't do it. Never mind, we're going to bail.
It's so funny
Kraven
that...
has been pushed back again, and it's not coming out for another 11 months.
That's so good.
It ain't happening, baby!
So it's just great when they're like, okay, we're going to make a Sinister Six film that requires a lot of, like, people to, like, you know, come together. And so we're going to have to get, like, a cast of characters. We're going to have to get some actors involved that are going to sign up for multiple, deals.
Yeah.
Okay, how old is Jared Leto? He's 50. Okay.
What? Yeah.
Now, how old...
Jared Leto, old fuck.
Hey, let's get him.
How old is Tom Hardy? He's 45.
Okay.
Now, how old is, what's his name?
Tom Holland?
Not Tom Holland.
I know who you mean.
Batman. So, Tom Holland is 26.
Yeah.
How old is Keaton?
It's
like 75 or something.
How old is Michael Keaton? Oh, he's 71.
71. Spring chicken.
Yeah.
And he's Batman again. Let's not forget that.
Yeah. Winter chicken. Yeah, it's just kind of like when you have one... Jared Leto is 50.
Yeah.
You have 20 more years, you get the Vulture.
Yeah.
Well, you fucking Aaron Taylor-Johnson, he's like 30-something, I think.
Yeah.
He's 32.
What the fuck? Whoa.
Ages all over the place.
Yeah, this is crazy.
So I like this.
It seems... It's just like, okay, you got... Okay. Aaron Taylor Johnson, you got Tom Hardy. They're like, oh, yeah, 32, 45. Okay,
yeah, that's fine. That,
this is like fair enough. Jared Leto, he's playing a 20-year-old as a 50-year-old man.
Well, that's weird, but okay, whatever.
you can lie and say he's 20-something, but all right, 71. Okay.
It's getting trickier.
Yeah, you don't.
He doesn't care about these movies anymore because he's too old to understand what's going on.
Yeah, so by the time you get to your Sinister Six movie, is Michael Keaton A, alive? B, interested in being in films anymore.
Right.
And if Vulture dies, then you don't have six people in your Sinister Six.
When could they conceivably produce and make and put out a Sinister Six film? So from say they stay the course-ish.
Okay.
So they've got Kraven, they've got Morbius, they've got Vulture, and they've got Venom.
Well, they'll wait. They'll release El Muerto at the start of January 2024.
Okay, they've got El Muerto, so we're going to put him
El Muerto, if that release date stays, that means it comes out a couple of months after.
And then Madam Web, right?
And then Madam Web's after that.
Yeah. So El Muerto and Madam Web.
Madam Web, yeah.
They're the two films that Sony have right now in the Spider Universe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So if conceivably, in those two films, they could put together the crumbs of a Sinister Six, so the next film conceivably could be...
We'll be able to tell the moment we see Kraven the Hunter, a movie that's, I'm sure, coming out.
Very real. Yeah. Exceptionally real
October
movie.
October 2023.
Very good. Yeah. That movie's as real as Blue Beetle. An exceptionally
fake Beetlejuice. In real life, the guy, not the movie. The movie's real.
So conceivably, we could get a Sinister Six movie by 2026.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Not a good one.
Yeah.
But you can't
in Kraven. You could introduce a few different characters.
Yeah.
Chameleon, he could be there.
Chuck Chameleon into Kraven.
Chuck in another Kraven.
Chuck in another Kraven.
Could have two Kravens. Nothing saying you can't have two Kravens.
There's no rules against it.
You can't have two Kravens.
You can have three Kravens. You can have six Kravens.
The Kraven dynasty is the Sinister Six.
Yeah. Six Kravens.
Could you imagine? I can almost imagine Sony being like, well, we've got the Kraven family.
Yeah.
With it has, like, you know, the Chameleon, Batty Kraven, Kraven Jr.
Yeah.
And there's, like, maybe some cousins are there, whatever. Them just being like, well, there's six of them.
Yeah.
There's your Sinister Six.
There it is.
We did it.
The idea of seeing Sinister Six.
Seeing a poster, the Sinister Six.
Six Kravens.
It's just six Kravens. It's so fun.
That would be
welcome
awesome.
To your worst nightmares, Peter Parker.
six guys.
No. Welcome to your worst nightmare, Ben Reilly. Six Kravens.
What are we even watching anymore?
So anyway, back to Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 4.
Well, I mean, I think that if it did actually come out,
yeah,
it would have been Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But without, so swap New Goblin out for fucking
Dane DeHaas. Yeah, yeah. Oh, so swap Dane. Yeah.
And then the rest is pretty much the same. He finds a lab and he's like, what the fuck? All these guys are coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Raimi, distraught, quits Hollywood.
Yes, I think that we live in a good world where Spider-Man 4 didn't come out. Yeah. Because I think it would have wrecked Sam Raimi.
Yeah, because with all, like, you know, Sam Raimi wanted to put in, I would have hate to imagine what Sony wanted to chuck on top of that.
Exactly, yeah.
And then change and move and everything like that.
Well, it's funny because he then made Drag Me to Hell and everyone was like, this is psycho and good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, don't worry, I got something up my sleeve. A prequel to The Wizard of Oz. Oz the Great and Powerful. And everyone was like,
James Franco plays the wizard.
Mila Kunis is there.
Okay. Yeah.
I know this is quite late to bring into the episode.
Yeah.
But you know about James Cameron's Spider-Man script?
Yeah, that was in the late 90s. Because
wasn't that also with the Vulture? And wasn't that the one where Vulture was like absolutely being a maniac?
Potentially.
Maybe.
And so is that the one that just kind of borrowed and cribbed from?
Maybe. That's very funny if Sam Raimi was just like, I don't want to do another fucking Spider-Man movie. What do we got already in the tank? Oh, yeah. James Cameron's. Well, yeah, we'll do this.
Yeah.
Vulture's a lunatic now. He kills Spider-Man. The end.
The end. This is going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Or it might have been Electro. Yeah, I think also maybe Electro, but also Electro was going to be a bit of a psychopath, a bit of a just like absolutely destroying Spider-Man. I just remember people being like, it was pretty dark.
Several plot elements from Cameron's scriptment were kept by David Cope in his script for the 2002 film Spider-Man. So, yeah, they used bits and pieces of it.
Okay, so maybe they were borrowing from it again.
Yeah.
Is that the same one where Doc Ock wished that he was called Spider-Man? That's one of the early Spider-Man scripts by somebody. I forget who. Look. Huh. I love the Amazing Spider-Man franchise.
You shouldn't, but so please continue.
So I'm happy it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because it meant we got to see Tom Holland do the chimney bit.
Wrong actor, but please continue.
I mean Andrew Garfield. Uh-huh. Would have been funny if I'd said James Garfield.
It was all worth it in the end because of that one joke. The only part of the Amazing Spider-Man 2 you remember.
Yeah. I also remember when he plays the Incy Wincy Spider on the Transformers.
You remember Incy Wincy Spider? Yeah, what do you play it on? You
piano.
The drums.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I think we live, everyone I think came off better because Tobey Maguire didn't have to do Spider-Man 4, neither did Sam Raimi.
Kirsten Dunst maybe wasn't doing it anyway.
Yeah.
What was she doing at that time?
I don't know.
Taking a break from her pussy posse.
Pussy posse,
like, I had enough.
I've had enough of the pussy posse.
Yeah, that's fair.
So do we think, let's finish it on this. So me and Dusha are saying our baseless speculation, we're only getting one out of this episode because obviously this movie never happened, but is that we will never get a Sinister Six movie. Joel Zammer, what do you think?
I think we are going to get a Sinister Six film, and it is not going to contain the six you expect.
Okay,
it's going to contain by and large, it will contain some people that have been in the Sinister
Six movies,
comics before.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, yeah.
But by and large, it's not going to be like the Sinister Six anyone wants. It will be Kraven, it will be Morbius, it'll be Vulture, it will be like potentially a second Kraven. It would, and like the Chameleon or something like that. But it is going to, we're going to get it sooner rather than later.
Can we get a year?
Let's see. Maybe not a year. I'll give you, we're going to get Madam Web.
Yeah.
We're going to get El Muerto.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to get, I'm assuming, a Venom 3.
Oh, yeah. Venom 3 is coming too. Yeah.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I want to say either one or two movies after that. Sorry, Kraven as well. So one or two movies after.
So it goes Kraven at the moment, the release dates, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Kraven, El Muerto. And then I'm not sure if it's Venom 3 or
Madam Web.
But I think it must be Madam Web.
So we say 20.
Literally the next film, the one that we do not know.
That's right going to be now? Sinister Six.
I reckon that's a Sinister Six film.
Is it a two-part film like it's 2011 again?
No, and we are not fighting Spider-Man.
That would be fucked up.
I think we're fighting Venom.
2026 or ish.
I reckon 2026 or 2027 if it's going to happen, but I don't think it'll happen.
No, me neither.
I think that they'll be rebooting this universe before then.
Yeah, I think there'll be a press statement before that where Sony's like, nothing we've done has been canon yet.
It's movies now. Our belief with the movies is that no movies are art, but ours especially aren't art.
Yeah. What, have we got a title for Venom 3 yet?
No.
You think Venom 3 is a Sinister Six movie?
What if it's Venom 3 is a Sinister Six?
That would be psycho.
Or like, because I'm thinking, it could be Venom 4, Sinister Six, but I'm like, no, this could be like, this might be like the last, like Tom Hardy Venom. Right?
Okay.
So Tom Hardy signed on for multiple Venoms? Like, how many Venoms
well,
has Tom Hardy
Tom
signed
Hardy
on for?
Tom Hardy fucking loves being Venom.
Yeah, so okay, I think he's in it for the long haul.
With the first one, he jumped in and started rewriting it and editing it.
He's all over it.
He loves it.
Yeah.
So he'll make 10 Venom movies.
He'll be there till he's 80. Okay.
He's fucked his career because he's a very interesting actor.
Yeah,
but
now he just plays Venom.
I just want to be Venom. I love it.
That's funny.
Eddie, I got to fight the Sinister Six, Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie. I think we're going to get either... Look, if Venom 3 ain't the Sinister Six...
Holy
Venom...
shit, Eddie. It's six of the same guy.
It's six Kravens, Eddie.
Come on, Kraven fighting the symbiote? Like, come on.
I don't know what Sinister
That's what they
want to
do. I reckon they're going to get... Yeah, if it's not going to be Venom 3, it'll be Venom 4, Sinister 6. And on the Sinister 6, you're going to get a symbiote.
Okay.
So it's going to be like people like Kraven, Morbius, whatever, and it's going to be a symbiote that may or may not be just made for this film.
Sinister Six, Venom 4, Sinister Six, colon, oops, all Kravens.
Yeah.
Well, all right, well, we'll see
who wins.
We're
your worst nightmare, Eddie Brock.
Six Kravens. This is my worst nightmare. I hate Kraven.
They could push it to three. They could make it fucking Venom
3.
Three
Kravens.
Venom
3,
Sinister 6. Imagine
that'd
that.
That'd be so
bullshit.
Fucked.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they did it with Captain America, where they were like, Captain America Serpent Society, just kidding, it's Civil War, and everyone was like, I'm pissing and shitting now.
Yeah.
Fucking Venom, Sinister 6.
Look, I'm a big fan of Sam Raimi's Spider-Mans, but I think, happy this one didn't happen.
Me too.
3 is messy, but I like it, but 4... I might have hated.
Yeah, it sounds like it would have been chaotic.
3 was very messy, but some of like the best, like the really good moments of like 3 are some of like the
best
Spider-Man.
Moments of the whole Raimi stuff.
Absolutely.
The Sandman stuff rocks.
Oh, it's so
incredible.
Good.
I love the scene where Venom prays to God Spider-Man.
No
to
greater
die.
Scene in cinema.
Peter Parker trying to be sexy, walking down the streets, being pointing, doing a dance, going shopping.
Rude to the cookie girl. Awesome stuff.
Punches his girlfriend. Yeah. Psycho
shit. But when more Spider-Man movie would have been too much.
Yeah.
I'm glad we learned that today.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joe.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS boys.
See you on the Spider-Man, cowboys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.